the last day, so those of us here really appreciate that you came to our presentation. I want to just start by acknowledging my co-authors on this presentation. And I also want to clarify that Engender Health is leading and managing a project called Fistula Care Plus, and that is a 5-year cooperative agreement from USAID. And the work I'm presenting today is from a previous round of funding under a previous project called Fistula Care, which was also led by Engender Health. I have nothing to disclose. Just as a quick overview, I'm going to just talk very briefly about the evidence gap that we were looking at in our study, share the study design and methodology, and focus on key findings and some of the implications for program design. Just in terms of the evidence gap, I think as most of you who are here know, use of skilled maternity care during childbirth remains very low in low-resource settings, and this is despite the fact that for almost 2 decades, there's been pretty good consensus around the importance of skilled maternity care at birth as a priority strategy for reducing maternal mortality. And in many sub-Saharan African countries, rates of skilled attendance at birth have changed very little since the MDGs were launched in 2000. So the promotion of birth preparedness and complication readiness has been described as one of these sort of hypothetically good ideas. And I'm really happy to have my presentation on the same panel. It's very unusual that the presentations are clustered this way. But essentially, there's been a lot of enthusiasm for more than a decade about promoting birth preparedness and complication readiness as a strategy for increasing women's use of skilled attendance. But it's very difficult to sort of demonstrate the added value of these approaches. And when you look at the literature on birth preparedness and complication readiness, you see that every study has defined birth preparedness and complication readiness interventions differently. Some might consider use of antenatal care to be an indicator of birth preparedness. Some might consider counseling on danger signs to be a measure of exposure to a birth preparedness intervention. And what you see from this collection of research that's out there is very little clear evidence that it does have an effect on women's use of skilled maternity care. In our study, we focused on 2 regions of Guinea, and they were regions with very poor maternal health indicators where, less than 30% of births took place in health facilities. And these regions had been the focus of Engender Health's project, Fistula Care Project, and where we were working both to improve treatment of obstetric fistula in hospitals, but we were also working at the community level to prevent obstetric fistula through training Village Safe Motherhood Committees. And these Village Safe Motherhood Committees, I'd say their primary focus was raising awareness of obstetric risks and danger signs for fistula prevention and for encouraging women to use professional maternity care. Our study was a cross-sectional study with a population-based household survey focused on women of reproductive age in 30 villages. And in each household, we interviewed the household head and up to 2 women of reproductive age. And among women with recent births, we explored their knowledge and practices related to maternal health care seeking. We also explored their knowledge and attitudes related to birth preparedness and complication readiness. And we explored their exposure to interventions promoting maternal health, both at the facility level in terms of the counseling they received during antenatal care, and also their exposure to community level maternal health promotion. And as you can see here, our total sample was about 2,300 women. And for the analysis I'm sharing today, we focused on a subset of those women, which is 763 women who gave birth within the previous 24 months. Recall can be a problem, and so for this analysis of birth preparedness, we focused on women with the most recent birth. Before getting into the findings, I just want to share, define our sort of predictor variables related to intervention exposure and some of the outcomes we were looking at. Antenatal care utilization has been found in many studies to be very strongly associated with use of institutional delivery care. So we looked at, you know, at least one ANC visit and at least four ANC visits as predictor variables. We also created a composite variable or index that measured the degree to which women were counseled on birth preparedness and complication readiness during their ANC visits. Did they get counseled on danger signs and risks? Did they get counseled on place of delivery and how to prepare for birth? And then we had a similar index looking at their exposure to community-level efforts promoting maternal health or raising awareness about obstetric risks. In terms of our outcomes, we looked at, we have three intermediate outcome variables. One was related to complication readiness knowledge. We decided to split apart knowledge about complication readiness from knowledge about sort of routine preparation for birth. So the complication readiness, or the CR knowledge index, is really looking at knowledge about danger signs and risks, knowledge about preparation specifically for an emergency, preparation such as, you know, identifying a blood donor, knowing where to go for an emergency, whereas knowledge about birth preparedness, this is the BP knowledge index, is really about knowledge of important preparations for any birth, in preparation such as discussing place of delivery with the partner or family members, deciding place of delivery, setting aside money, arranging for transport to that place. Then we had a third index called, which we called the behavioral preparedness, the birth preparedness behavioral index, the BP index, which really measured how many preparations did a woman or her family make for the birth. And then lastly, we looked at use of health facilities, you know, public or private, hospital, health center, or health post, use of health facilities for delivery. This just gives you a very quick glimpse of our sample of 763 women. The mean age of women at their most recent birth was 27 years, and mean parity was almost 4. The women in our sample were overwhelmingly Muslim. 81% were Muslim and overwhelmingly married. Education and literacy was very, very low, with only 20% reporting that they could read either with difficulty or easily. About half of the women in our sample reported they were a member of a community group or association and lived within 2 kilometers of a health facility that provided maternity care, but less than a quarter reported they had ever traveled outside their village. So this shows you essentially how our sample fared on our intervention exposure indices and in terms of the intermediate outcomes of interest. We had about 45% of women had a high score on this BP counseling, BP CR counseling index, meaning that they got fairly good counseling during ANC visits on both birth preparedness and complication readiness. A slightly smaller percentage reported exposure to similar messages at the community level. And you can see, as in the case of Zambia, I think, you know, very high use of ANC1 and very much lower use of the sort of recommended 4 antenatal care visits during pregnancy. In terms of the knowledge indexes, we had about a third of our sample had a high score on the knowledge index specifically focused on routine birth preparedness. A much lower percentage had a high score on the complication readiness index, which is a little bit interesting because definitely, you know, when you look at the variables within those indexes, the complication readiness was much more covered during ANC visits and during the community level activities, and yet it didn't translate into a high score on this knowledge index. About a third of the participants in the samples had a high score on the birth preparedness index, the degree to which they actually engaged in higher levels of preparation for their most recent birth. And overall, half of the sample delivered in a health facility. So this is the result of our multivariate analysis, and instead of providing a table with numbers, I've tried to sort of show visually or in a diagram form what was associated with the outcome of interest here, which is high preparation for birth. And on the left-hand side, we have our predictor variables, that is high counseling on birth preparedness and complication readiness during antenatal care, exposure to community-level maternal health promotion. We added at least 4 ANC visits into this model because, you know, higher quantity of ANC could be associated with higher preparation for birth. And then the other... We also controlled for some socio-demographic indicators, or such as literacy levels, wealth. We also included in the model parity and distance to a health facility, but those last two had no significant association with either of our intermediate outcomes of interest, that is to say, high knowledge about birth preparedness or high knowledge about obstetric risks. And what you can see in this sort of map of associations is that, you know, essentially, you know, higher knowledge about obstetric risks did not translate into higher preparation for birth when all these factors were included in the model. In contrast, higher knowledge about birth preparedness was strongly and positively associated with actual preparation for birth. And I should note that the colors of the arrows sort of denote the strength of the association, with an adjusted odds rate in the dark purple. It's an adjusted odds ratio of greater than 3. In the medium purple, it's an adjusted odds ratio between 2 and 2.9. And the yellow is between 1.7 and 1.9. So these were all fairly strong associations. But for us, what was very interesting is that while we could see that the content of antenatal counseling and exposure to community-level maternal health promoters was associated with both higher knowledge about birth preparedness and higher knowledge about obstetric risks, that knowledge about obstetric risks and danger signs didn't translate into actual preparation for birth. And this is a similar analysis that we did looking at the outcome of health facility delivery or institutional delivery. We didn't include obstetric risk knowledge into this model because it didn't meet our criteria. It was not significantly associated, even in a univariate analysis, with health facility delivery. But again, what you see here is that, you know, the content of ANC counseling is strongly linked to higher knowledge about birth preparedness, is strongly linked to higher preparation for childbirth. And in a model that includes all of these variables, it has its own strong relationship with facility delivery. And as the question that was asked earlier, we saw in this multivariate model controlling for wealth, literacy, distance, parity, and the number of ANC visits, we saw that higher preparation for birth, actually sort of engaging in more steps such as discussing place of delivery, setting aside money, was in the multivariate model was very much linked to institutional delivery. So just to summarize key findings, exposure to facility to antenatal counseling on birth preparedness and complication readiness, and exposure to the community-level interventions were both significantly associated with higher knowledge about birth preparedness and higher knowledge about complication readiness. However, complication readiness knowledge was not at all associated with either planning for delivery or with use of health facilities for delivery. Whereas women's knowledge about sort of basic preparations that should be made for any birth was strongly associated with making those preparations, which in turn was strongly associated with institutional delivery. So I think, you know, for us, these findings raise some important questions about what should we be focusing on in our interventions. You know, it's been, more than 30 years since the Safe Motherhood Initiative was launched, and I think people who've been working in this area can say honestly that focusing on danger signs and risks has been a major focus, in part because of the three delays model. And I think the three delays model is a very useful model for understanding, you know, how to prevent maternal death, but it may not be the right model for understanding how to get women to use a health facility for delivery. So I think that's something we should all be thinking about. Just in terms of implications for programming, you know, for us, you know, in our work, the main focus of the community level interventions and the work of these community volunteers was mainly focused on raising awareness about risks and danger signs. And yet we saw that that didn't actually translate into knowledge, and where that knowledge existed, that knowledge didn't translate into any type of preventive behavior. And given that some of these cadres have very low levels of education, you know, maybe it makes sense to focus the training and support to those cadres on more simple birth preparedness messages, which seem perhaps to be more effective. And then in terms of health facility interventions, I think clearly there's a rationale for looking at the content of counseling women get during their antenatal visits. Women, you know, in most sub-Saharan African countries, more than 80% of women attend antenatal care at least once. In our sample, we saw that less than half of the women in our survey were advised on place of delivery during any of their antenatal care visits. And if you look at DHS surveys in most countries, you will see the same thing. Women are coming, but even the most basic information for preparing for birth isn't given. And then lastly, you know, as you may have seen in the multivariate sort of diagrams, you know, distance and cost matter, and we've known that, and no amount of preparation for birth mitigates that factor. So I just want to thank our partners in Guinea, and any questions? I mean, we didn't have the ability in this study, and the project was focused on obstetric fistula, which of course is an outcome. You know, I think it's very it's very, very difficult when you're looking at a rare outcome such as a fistula or a maternal death to sort of show any relationship there. So we looked at simply use of health facilities for delivery, but it would be great